Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello there, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful here. It's a special time of year for everyone. Well, unless you're Denise Salcedo. When we hired Denise 2 years ago, we had no idea that she hated Christmas. Had no idea she was a Scrooge, a Hans Gruber, a wet bandit. Well, we learned later on that she was a wet bandit, based on those heinosity-filled big fat shits in which she takes. Sometimes these takes have led to us muting Denise. She's just gotta go. But when you say Denise has gotta go, what do you really mean? Fortunately, we've written a little song about it. Merry Christmas.
Sean, there are two types of people in this world. There are giving people and there are greedy people. And I am the greedy people. I just like to receive gifts and that's all I care about. So all this extra stuff is not for me.
When Denise joined up at Fightful, her demeanor was so delightful. Then we learned she hated home alone. Denise has gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. Without Sean, Denise is flopping. In her commode, the turds are plopping. But Denise is still our step host. She's gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. When Denise is muted tonight, you know her bathroom's getting torn. I hope she's stocked up on wet wipes. She hates Christmas, so be warned. Her bladder is slowly dying. She's a wet bandit, but she's not crying. Denise takes big fat shit and something that rhymes with go. Denise has gotta go, gotta go, gotta go.
You send me goddamn coal?
Denise!
Coal! I fucking knew it, Sean.
What?
I fucking knew it.
I don't know.
I knew it. I knew you were going to pull this again.
Pull what?
This freaking... Dude! Okay, first of all...
Thanks to Rob Wilkins for those beautiful, beautiful photos that he took of you. Those weren't edits. They weren't Photoshops. He took actual photos of you.
Okay. First of all, Sean, I knew you were going to pull this. I knew it. I saw it coming. And the second that you put the freaking time clock, I was like, freaking Sean's going to do something because we never have a goddamn time clock on here. And then you come on here and you pull that freaking song. I don't know what to say other than it's BS. And I don't even know what that is, but okay. I have no words. Other than this is BS. This is literal BS.
Well, it's BFS whenever you're around Denise. Big fat shits. Big fat shits.
Here's my whole thing. Like, at this point, you could freaking make a freaking Sean Ross Sapp EP based on songs that you have sung about me burying me.
Denise, we've got a Fightful mixtape already.
I forgot about that.
It's go to youtube.com/FightfulScraps, everybody. And we released the Fightful mixtape earlier this year. You can hear things like Vince Russo singing Sexy Boy from Shawn Michaels. There's, of course, my Grinch song. There's myself and Jimmy Van singing Ass Man. There's Alex Pawlowski and Jeremy Lambert singing Judas. There's you singing on the Christmas special last year, Denise. Speaking of Christmas specials, guys, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on Fightful, the holiday special. Please go ahead and send a Humper Chat or a Super Chat. The stream is up now. You can send a Super Chat over there. All the proceeds go to Christmas bonuses for our staff, for our freelancers. Most places don't give their freelancers Christmas bonuses.
Most places don't have bosses that tell the whole world that their employees apparently take shits.
Let's mute Denise. Everybody takes dumps, Denise. However, you take big fat shits. That's what's going on here. That's how that works. But hey, guys, please donate on that stream. You can also donate here, send a super chat, send a Humper Chat. Some of you might go, hey, bro, what the hell's a Humper Chat? That's just our platform with PayPal and Streamlabs where you can donate to us and we get to keep a little bit more of it. Humperchats.com. Please leave a thumbs up. Broke some news on Fightful Select today. Please subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Broke the news of Alex Hammerstone, MLW World Champion, re-signing with the company. Did an interview with him today as well. Got one with RJ City tomorrow. Got Chris Van Vliet this week. And oh, by the way, I'm going to appear on Chris Van Vliet's channel. Denise, you seem dejected. What's wrong?
Your life is just so freaking perfect, huh, Sean? Perfect. You're just glistening and God, oh, I'm going to be on this and I'm going to be on that. I'm lovely and everybody loves me.
Listen, just because you're busy taking big fat shits while I'm hanging out in velour Santa jumpsuits. Look at that. You don't have this velour. You don't have this.
No, I do not.
What are you wearing? What kind of fabric is that on you right now?
It's called a blanket, Sean.
It's called a blanket. Why are you wearing a blanket? It's a California.
Because I'm cold. I'm cold, Sean.
Thanks, the Ripper Grim Reaper says, big fat shiz. CM says, sorry, it's off topic, but seems like Cody was playing 4D chess when he won over Ogogo. Yeah, Anthony Ogogo makes Cody look completely likable right now. Pedro says, gotta go. Get it, the double entendre, Denise. Like we gotta get you out of here, but you gotta take a big fat shit.
Can I please ask, how did you get inspired to turn that song into that? Like, how did the inspiration come about?
Oh, Denise, you shouldn't have even asked. I actually have a completely different song that hit the cutting room floor.
What?
Oh, yeah. I had a completely different song, different inspiration, recorded, ready to go, cutting room floor right now. And then today, about 5 hours ago, I said, you know what? I want to do a different one.
What?
Wrote, recorded, edited this in about 30 minutes. And I
hold on. So you had an entirely different song written for today?
Denise, one day I'm going to release a full-on Christmas album just about you.
Jesus Christ. Is that my drink always drink too?
Bye? Yeah, I like it.
Why are you copying me?
I've been drinking this stuff for years. What are you talking about? Cadillac Carson says, think about it, Denise. You may win a Grammy for being on this mixtape. You have my vote.
I don't like this.
Isaiah says, A+ song, my good man. Take my money.
You're stealing my personality.
Cadillac Carson says the song was absolutely beautiful, brought tears to my eyes. Nerd Guru says, here's $10. That was amazing. SRS is goated. People like it.
Of course they do.
This isn't about my song. What the hell are we talking about? What are we talking about?
I'm sick and tired of you people liking Sean's songs. You people.
They're good songs. They're good songs. Now, admittedly, the first song that I had, like, it had a really strong opening line, but I wasn't that confident in it, so I went with something else.
Look, Sean, this ain't Jimmy Fallon, all right? You don't need to tell me your whole inspiration on this goddamn song that you did.
Pro Wrestling Podcast says it was a lose-lose situation between watching Raw or watching the Bears get demolished. Well, you know what? The Bengals won this weekend, so sorry, buddy. J-Blood says, a new holiday classic, hashtag BFS. Do you hang out with Mr. Hanky at all, like, during the holidays?
What?
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo.
I don't know what a Mr. Hanky is.
Oh, you know. You don't know that
no,
you
I
know?
No, know.
Bully me. You
no,
know him
I
when you saw him. Because you see him all the time, Denise. That's the sad reality of your life, is that you see him all the time. Guys, I want to thank our moderator, Cher Delaware. She's filling in for Luis. So get those humper chats and super chats.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo?
Yeah, duh. Aren't you a person of culture?
No, I'm sorry. I did not know who Mr. Hanky the Christmas poo was.
What is that, Denise? Why are you getting messages during our show?
Because my life is sad, Sean.
Okay.
I'm depressed.
Alicia says,
this is painful.
Alicia says, woo, number one in the AFC North, but will Bengals break our hearts, Sean? Didn't watch Raw, but always here for the post show. Are they number one in the North? I don't think so. I thought they were second place. JW Pringle says, you think he's stealing your personality now? Wait until a language app sponsors the show. Spanish-speaking SRS in 2022. I would legitimately love to learn Spanish.
Do you remember when you BS'd me that one time and with a freaking straight face on this show, you literally said, oh, I've been learning Spanish. You lied to my face and told me that you had been learning and picking up Spanish. I thought, yeah. Where the frick is Sean picking up Spanish from? And then you were all like, oh yeah, the super chats. I was like, shut up. You are not learning Spanish from a super chat.
We are number one in the North. My God. Rob Reed says Tate is going to sue Denise for gimmick infringement for that. You people. Well, Denise never does anything original. So what do you expect? Evie Gray OG says, I think I've tipped over to like Raw more than SmackDown. Might be because some of my favorites were drafted there. But hey, are you enjoying Raw more than SmackDown these days? How are you feeling about that?
Well, I feel like depending on what happens on Raw, there are portions of Raw that I enjoy more than SmackDown. If you were to trim certain things off and make it really nice and just compact, you could have a solid show there that sometimes feels stronger than SmackDown. But the 3 hours is still a lie. Especially today's a hard day for you to ask me that, because today I did. If you would have asked me this last week, I think I would have been a little bit more peppy. But you asked me today when I felt like Raw was 10 hours long. So I'm going in with recency bias and I'm going to say no just for today, because I felt today's show was incredibly long.
Isaiah Berry says, only the uncultured don't know Mr. Hanky the Christmas poo. I tend to agree with that as well. But you know what? Valerie Lasagna says, what are you doing, step stool? That's a good tweet, or that's a good message right there. That's a good one. Cher,
I have never been so deflated on a show, Sean.
Cher Delaware says, so now I know whenever you're ignoring my messages, it's because you're doing shit like this.
Yeah, there you go. You're literally writing terrible, evil songs about people who are nothing but kind to you.
Was there anything that was a lie in that song?
All of it. The entire thing was a lie.
What was a lie?
The whole thing.
Name some things, some specific things that were lies in my song.
Sorry, I don't remember your terrible lyrics. Okay, I just know that the entire thing was a lie.
I don't know about that. I know one thing. Veer is coming, and he's coming hard. He's coming long. As you said, he's coming in raw. At this point, I want Veer to show up on the ramp and say, I came, and then leave.
That would be really hilarious, actually.
And Omar says, Omar says he should debut in the Royal Rumble and win.
That would be very depressing, so no.
It would be.
You know what? Correct that. He might actually get a pop for that. He might be over. There is nothing more over right now than Veer Mahan. I will tweet something, and it'll get, like, a certain amount of, like, comments. Then I tweet about Veer Mahan, and it gets, like, triple the comments. He's over.
He's, like, meme over, though, like Tony D was at first. Yeah. And I think Tony D is still meme over. Vatlob says, 10 months. Wait, does that mean I'm the longest running member? Anyway, oh yeah, you are the longest running member on Fightful on our YouTube. Thank you for that, Vlob. He says, anyway, Veer is still coming. Dude must be fighting whales in the Atlantic. Reese Power says, taking bets on who's arriving first, Veer to Raw, Danhausen to AEW, or Johnny and Candace's kid. I think Veer actually will, because Danhausen has got an injury. Johnny and Candace won't have a kid until February. I think Veer is going to come hard before February.
I don't think he's going to be coming hard until a while.
Vatlob says he comes strong or he doesn't come at all. Derek Golden says if Veer's first promo isn't telling us about his long, tedious journey to Raw, what are we even doing? Pro Wrestling Podcast says Veer is traveling by boat. The thing that people are most interested in is Veer and him coming.
That's 2 weeks in a row already. Last week we were talking about Veer. He was the most over thing. This week we're back and he is the most over thing once again.
Yeah. Riley Walker says, happy holidays. Didn't watch Raw, but Vince really said he enjoyed firing people on TV. Well, let's get to that. We'll tie that into the Austin Theory Finn Balor match. We'll go ahead and talk about that. I thought Finn Balor made Austin Theory look like $1 million in losing. Austin Theory, though, looked stupid doing the selfie thing, which played into what he was, I guess, when he was talking to Vince later. Still, Finn Balor went out of his way to make Austin Theory look great. There was that Arabian press Spanish fly that looked like $1 million. I almost called it a split-legged, but a split-legged is when your legs are split by the turnbuckles, but this was like an Arabian press, moonsault, Spanish fly from Austin Theory. That looks amazing. That was one of the coolest spots I've seen in a very long time. I don't mind Finn Balor getting the win here. He probably should pick up wins. This is an Austin Theory sort of learning as he goes thing. But after this, Austin Theory attacks Balor. Now, I would not have minded this if this didn't happen like all over the show, the main event. And my God, this is what set up Bianca and Doudrop last week. And it's what set up stuff for Rhea and Zelina, I believe. Like, it set up Priest and Ziggler a couple weeks ago when Priest got attacked by Ziggler. It's the same setup every time. Somebody wins, then they get attacked. That I'm not that keen on. Denise, what'd you think of this?
Well, I was definitely not keen on that. So the first thing that I was thinking heading into this, based on what we've been seeing them do with Finn Balor, I legitimately thought that he was going to lose today to Austin Theory, and I thought that he was going to lose clean. Based on what we've been seeing, I wasn't expecting anything that we got from today from Finn Balor. They actually let him be aggressive. We saw tiny, tiny little specks and shades of the former Finn Balor that we know and love. Little tiny moments in there. I was like, yay, Finn, go Finn. But everything else, to me, it kind of found pointless because afterwards, Austin Theory ended up getting his heat back when he attacked him backstage. So I'm thinking, well, what the hell was that point of that match anyways, if all of a sudden he's just going to get his heat back literally the exact same day within, I don't know what, maybe even the same hour. So for me, I could care a lot less about this. Honestly, I'm just thankful that they didn't have Finn Balor lose during this match, because I really thought they were.
Now, I don't know what in the hell to make of that Vince McMahon stuff backstage. First off, it doesn't make any sense. Like, he keeps talking about the pencil and the eraser, and we get it. You're the booker, Vince. We understand. Him saying that he loves firing people, it's like, I get it. He's in character. It's tone deaf. Think of some other shit to say. It's a really heartless thing to say after the periods of since April of last year. It's been a very heartless thing for him to say and make light of. Is that to say that it would always be off limits? No. I mean, they stopped firing people for a very long time. But, I mean, Denise, somebody that you and I worked with directly, lost their job recently, like worked with on a weekly basis. And I'm sure they ain't thrilled about it. Like, to me, it's in such poor taste. It's so, like, oblivious. And I know we'll get people saying, you guys are offended about everything. No, it's just fucking stupid. It's just fucking stupid to even bring it up. Like, come up with something else. Same way I felt about the lines on Becky and The Miz, too. It's like, come on. You could say anything you want. It's a scripted show. Why say that?
See, here's the thing. There are certain ones where the past ones where I didn't really feel like I had that much issue with it. Like, I knew why people had issues with it, but I personally, like, didn't have an issue with it. I think, if anything, this one to me felt a little bit more, felt a little bit more savage to me, because he comes out here. And given the fact that this whole Austin Theory, Vince McMahon, the things that they've been doing backstage really haven't made any sense, I didn't really feel like this one needed to be done the way that it did. Like, they've been doing complete nonsense with this. So this didn't further the story by any means. I think him trying to get the point across that Austin Theory needs to listen to him or he's going to fire him, that could have been, like, more than enough. Like, I'll fire you if you don't listen to me. Okay, whatever. Cool. But I think the part that kind of felt a little bit, everybody that listened to this, their first thought went to the WWE releases. And if your first thought is the WWE releases, then it probably isn't the best thing, because him literally saying, oh, I enjoy firing people. I enjoy firing people, especially before Christmas. And then going even one step further to saying that it warms his stomach, that it gives him this warm feeling to get to fire people. And I just kind of thought, oh, man, it just didn't necessarily. I saw a lot of people commenting and saying that, not on my Twitter, but on other Twitter accounts, basically saying that it's a Vince McMahon being Vince, but, like, in a funny way, in a good way. I saw some people that were kind of happy that he was kind of making a joke out of it. And I was a little bit surprised to see some of those reactions. Now, granted, I don't know who, you know, everybody's, you know, different fans of different things. This to me just kind of felt a little bit, it definitely felt just a little bit insensitive, especially because my mind, I knew right away the second he said it, I knew people were not going to be happy about this. I knew that it was going to come off in poor taste. And I didn't even need to tweet what I was talking about. I literally just tweeted, and everybody knew what I was talking about the second that happened, because everybody knew that it was in poor taste, or at least a lot of people did. With that being said, I do you think that there's going to be people that did get released that are going to be upset about it, or they're just going to let it slide?
I'm sure there will be a couple, because, I mean, there were 100 and something people, at least a couple of them will. Other ones probably don't even watch the damn show anymore. I mean, the vast majority don't even watch the show and might not even know about it.
But you're going to hear about it regardless. You're going to see about it on social media. Because I feel like it's one thing to have a wrestler use it to further an angle. And then there's one thing for the boss himself, the one who makes the decisions on who's going to be cut, to be making a joke about it.
And for all those people that say, well, Vince liked me, but no. If Vince liked you that much, you'd still be there. He makes the
exactly. Call. Like, I feel really bad when I hear people say that, because I'm sure it makes them feel good. But it's like, at the end of the day, he's the one who made the decision. Like, I like you, but goodbye.
Some stupid punk says, Denise, what kind of shill are you? What do you mean? What was the point? JW Pringle says, why is it so hard to hear Vince? His whisper Step McMahon voice creeps me out. Bad segment all around. Well,
I listen harder now. I put the volume up.
It is difficult. It is difficult. And I had people that worked there say as much too, that, like, sometimes even in meetings, they couldn't hear him. Riley says, happy holidays. Didn't watch Raw, but Vince really said he enjoyed firing people on TV. Yep, he sure did. Yes, he did. And Nerd Guru says, half paid attention, but I heard what Vince said, and I've never heard anything more tone deaf. He's the worst, and he knows it. Awful. It's not sitting well with people, and it shouldn't.
Sean, if I get fired from Fightful and then I see one of your streams and you're like, yeah, I love to fire people, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, what the hell, bro?
Nerd Guru says, Veer would come a lot quicker if he ate his magic spoon, slept soundly in his Helix mattress, chowed down on some blue chew, code Fightful. There you go. There you go. Christian says, you, sir, have earned yourself a big tip and another month subscribe to Fightful Select. Plus pledge up. That was very funny. Not as good as your Miss Denise Grinch, but still funny photoshops. Denise takes big, stinky, big, fat shits. I mean, it's going to be impossible to top the Grinch.
What kind of following do we have here on Fightful? Why do I always got to get the most heat on this damn freaking show?
Listen, your death was not in vain. I just got Jimmy to agree that tonight's Super Chats also go towards staff Christmas bonuses. So donate your Super Chats, donate your Humper Chats, because in addition to this, I hit up Jimmy and I said, you know what, Jimmy, we're in a 6 p.m. time slot tomorrow. Don't know how well the donations will do. So there you go. Tonight and tomorrow.
So my humiliation is going to go to the rest of the staff. Yeah, yes. Thanks, Sean. Screw the staff. I'm mad Carson, now, too.
Cadillac Carson says, this mean Veer's the next Val Venus. Well, in that case, Denise would be just fixated.
Oh, shut up. Shut
Veer,
up.
Veer Venus.
Shut up. I'm not even bringing that story up. Nope, nope.
Mikhail says, Veer Mahan coming as hard as practice for come Tuesday. What?
I don't get this one.
What, Nicole?
Explain it.
I don't know. Megan,
oh, you don't
Flint
get it either?
You look amazing. No.
Thank you. At least one person is nice to me here.
But Alicia says, yep, number one. Next is Ravens in Kansas City, then Cleveland. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy for the Bengals. Daniel says, don't mean to be political, but will COVID rise have any impact on WWE and AEW in your opinion? Let me tell you, if you're political about COVID, you're just fucking dope. Like, it's not about politics. It's about being safe or not. No, I think that AEW and WWE have pretty firmly planted their flags. And I think WWE announcing their schedule for next year, the pay-per-view schedule, I think there was a reason for that. I think that was them saying, oh, we're doing these shows.
Ooh, okay.
Some stupid punk says, screw the staff. Step host, no. She's getting herself stuck in another rough situation.
Dang. Can't be honest no more these days.
Yeah. Some stupid punk says, got fired before Christmas once. CEO asked if we could still be friends. Had to explain to him mentalities like that are exactly why he was having a hard time running his company.
Savage.
It ain't good. I can count on one hand the number of people I had to let go over 6 years. And it's not fun. So to have Vince be like, oh, yeah, I love to fire people. It's not like a character thing anymore. Like, it happens a lot, really.
Yeah. Like, how many people over 100 that have gotten fired?
Nikhil says it's Von Wagner's way of saying, come Tuesday, meaning this coming Tuesday. Like, he's saying, come Tuesday, Denise. This will happen. I don't get it. Tremaine says Denise somehow censored herself mid-curse. Damn freaking show. And Tremaine says you're not supposed to enjoy Raw and SmackDown. I'm sure Vince, Nick, and the Stooges would be happy if you turn Raw on and walk into another room. Well, I'm sure they would. I'm sure they'd be fine with that. That's and Isaiah says he is tone deaf, man. First time watching a full episode in 2 years. Reminded me why I don't.
Oh, well, this was the one? Damn.
Well, let me tell you, if you watch tonight, you saw the same match you've seen the last couple weeks. Bianca Belair versus Doudrop. This was, again, a good match. They worked together well.
I didn't like this match.
You didn't like it.
Nope. Okay. No, I thought it was terrible. Like, the first one was going. Their first one was going somewhere, had a shitty ending. The second one was better, had a good finish, great. This third one was just like, Lord Jesus, we're not getting anywhere with this. There was one good moment, and that was when she got Doudrop up for the kiss of death. That one moment does not make up for what was, it was not, I'm sorry. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was a good match. But the fact that I've already seen it, and I didn't even want to see the rematch after I was already pissed of how the first match ended, that obviously affects my lens and watching it for a third time. But for me, I don't get anything out of this match when Doudrop is the one on offense during this match. It, to me, this match is only interesting when we see Bianca Belair go out there and essentially is, you know, overcoming, you know, showing her power, showing her strength. So for me, this entire thing was kind of a little bit dull. But I did love the kiss of death spot. Definitely.
Yes, that was incredible. I thought that Bianca delivered it well or perfectly. I thought Doudrop took it perfectly. That was amazing. That was really good.
I don't think we needed three matches to get here.
That's what I'm saying. They literally did three pieces of it just to get to this one moment. And I had to sit through everything else that was like mediocre.
And them saying tonight, they're saying it's your final chapter. And I saw Robert DeFelice being like, they're acting like this is Undertaker Shawn Michaels. Like, they're going to do it one more time. Like,
You can't do that. Like, you can't do that when you have a track record of doing a million rematches. When you want to push, yeah, exactly. If you're going to want to push the one more time, it's, oh, because it's so good. Like, if they were going to tell me tomorrow, oh, we're going to get Ilya Dragunov and Walter one more time, I'd be like, yeah, you know? But that's not happening.
And now there's no reason to do this match, like, ever again.
We're going to get it again.
I know.
Is this not going to be on day one? Did they announce that already? Do we know?
Surely not, but it'll probably get put on the pre-show.
It's going to be a day one card match. Excuse me.
Rob Grass sends a Humper Chat or Super Chat. Big thank you to him. By the way, guys, all Humper Chat, Super Chat tonight go towards staff Christmas bonuses. He says, it was a good night for fantasy prediction wrestling leagues with all the announced matches actually happening. That is true. And Alicia says... I think my chat was a little confusing. I was saying those teams are next up for Cincy to play, not the actual order of the division. But on topic, I'd rather scroll Twitter to get Raw news than actually watch it. What does that say? They don't make it must watch anymore. I always agree with Eric Bischoff. The product is too sanitized. Nothing seems spontaneous. And I don't think anything showed that more than this Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch promo and the video. Oh, boy. So... this terrible video emerged of Liv Morgan going to Davenport, Iowa to attack Becky Lynch. So it starts off first person view. Who's filming? Basic question I'm asking. Who's filming that? It looks like Liv is opening the door. I don't know. She goes in. She stands behind Becky. Hits Becky. It ain't Becky. It's a lookalike. Then Becky's there waiting. Liv ends up getting the upper hand anyway. So, Liv comes out and cuts this horribly scripted promo. And she can only do what she's told to do. There's no wiggle room. That's the way WWE is. They give her one of the dumbest scripts ever, where she's supposed to be a babyface that flew to Davenport, Iowa and stalked Becky Lynch. But Becky Lynch... who is apparently the world's smartest woman, thought, you know what's going to happen? My opponent that I just attacked is going to fly to Davenport fucking Iowa and show up at this specific time. And I'm going to have a lookalike in the ring at this specific time. And she'll have her back to Liv Morgan at this specific time. And Liv Morgan will come in... it is the most unbelievable, dumb, goofy shit I have ever heard. And like the people that will defend this type of goofy shit, Denise, it's gone past the like, why do you even care? LOL. Like, you shouldn't care about something you like. It's just like something completely off topic. Like, there is no defending dumb shit like this. And the camera work. In zoom, zoom, like what they brought a WWE camera.
There's a shot of the people, you know, banging on the ring and going, no, no.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
So, okay, so when I got tagged in this to see it in social media, there was a portion of me that kind of got excited, like when I read the caption and I thought, okay, I'm going to press play and watch this video. Because I thought going into this that they were going to do a ripoff of what Deonna Purrazzo did when she attacked Mickie James in her barn. So I thought they were going to do something similar to that, and I got excited. So I pressed play, I watched the video, and the first thing that got me was the shooting and the editing of it, because I think they should have stuck the whole way through where it's the whole version of Liv Morgan. But then you start getting all these other shots of, you know, everybody there. And suddenly you realize, okay, you know, it's kind of like the typical overproduced edgy content or supposed to be edgy content. And then you go into this and I kind of like the, I will give them this though. I will give them props because when they showed the backside of what was supposed, what Liv Morgan thought was Becky Lynch, I fell for it for a second too. I was like, oh, it's Becky Lynch. Great. Okay. And then when she attacked her, it took me a while to even realize that that wasn't Becky Lynch. And so that
was,
for
it
me,
was a good lookalike. It was a very good lookalike from that angle. Yeah,
it was. So when I saw it wasn't Becky Lynch, I almost like, I didn't get it until afterwards when I realized, okay, this, she attacked the wrong person. And then I just thought, okay, well now that's dumb. Like I didn't realize that it was the wrong person until Becky Lynch came out. Like had Becky Lynch not came out, she would have just been standing there because she, the lookalike was kind of covering her face with the, with her hand. And so yeah, had Becky Lynch not came out, I probably would have thought it was Becky Lynch. But I kind of thought they were gonna do something cool, like the whole Deonna Mickie James thing. I think that would have been awesome. They didn't do that. It was nowhere near that.
Pro Wrestling Podcast says, why didn't Liv react when that kendo stick was snatched out of her hand? Just another example of why it was so bad. Like it just got pulled out of her hands and she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so shocked. Like, who cares?
But that Liv Morgan promo today was probably the worst promo that they have ever given her. And I felt really bad for it, for her, because she, when she is given like something good to work with, you can see that she gets into it and she really does try to put some effort into it. But this one, oh, it needed so much work. It needed work in the delivery. It needed work in the writing. The crowd was completely oblivious. They were just listening and weren't reacting to anything. It was not good. It was not good. It was probably the worst one.
JoJo says she's not a good promo at all. I wouldn't know because I've never seen her without heavy, heavy scripting. Like on the WWE Network stuff, I thought she was really, really good and charming, and you wanted her to succeed.
She tries. She puts a lot of effort. I can tell when she does, you know, her backstage interviews and when she comes out, she has. There's been some good interactions with her and Becky that I've liked, but this one was the worst one, I think. And I almost feel like maybe she was so focused on making sure she got everything because it was a long-winded promo for her, definitely her longest one. So I wonder if part of her was just trying to make sure that she covered all her bases, whether it was written for her verbatim or whether it was like a bullet point thing. I don't know. But either way, it was just kind of, you can tell that she, it was not good.
Reminder, guys, you can't super chat advertisements for products. We have advertisement placements for that. So if you've done that, send another chat. We'll get it read on the air. But JW Pringle does say, mental health moment. It's a hard time of year for a lot of us. If you think you need help, please reach out. You're worth the time and effort. You're loved and worthy. We need you here with us. I'm always down for super chats about that. Check out Nami Communicate on Twitter. They have a lot of great resources that can help you out. Cyclops is better than Wolverine says, how did Liv not know it wasn't Becky? WTF was that? I mean, she was a little paler than Becky, but I thought the lookalike was good from the back.
Yeah.
It's just the reaction like, oh no, it wasn't Becky.
Not only that too, today's promo, they kind of made her a little bit heelish too.
Yeah.
I'm adding that.
Real Take Sports says, the cinematic sneak attack. Glad I watched Home Alone instead of Raw. Well, I mean, this was basically WWE Home Alone. Liv Morgan broke in and Becky Lynch thwarted the robber briefly.
Man. No comment.
No comment.
Hey, do you like It's a Wonderful Life?
I've watched it once when I was younger and it was like overrated and pointless.
Thank you. I literally had this argument with Luke Owen on our Friday podcast because he loves that movie and thinks it's great. And I think it's like horrible. And I needed to know that was in the wrong
movie. I don't need to watch some 65-year-old movie. I'm good. I'm all right. We've got EA Ace says, I despised SRS when he first started up or showed up on Quizlemania. But by the end, I changed my mind. This man cannot fail to make me laugh. Denise was the opposite.
Oh, thanks.
What happened to you, Denise? Salsa dough. You used
salsa
to be
dough.
Cool. There are still a number of people that think that the bullshit that I do on Quizlemania is real. Like they fall for
it. What do you
mean?
It.
Like the goofy bits and all that shit that I do. Like they think it's real, Denise.
I don't
still
know what to say.
Marks. Bugs Bunny says, did I do the right thing skipping Raw for Spider-Man? Yes, you did.
I don't even like Spider-Man, and I would have liked to watch Spider-Man.
Mega Flynn asked if he can join the holiday bonus stream. That's for our staff only. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the interest, but it is for our staff. Cadillac Carson says, last time we see Bianca and Doudrop, before you know it, we'll see Usos versus New Day for the last time. Oh, no. Oh, no. Chad Zuber says, it's funny AEW has four shows a week and doesn't do the amount of rematches WWE does. Doudrop didn't even get over at all against Bianca. Not really. I mean, some attacks early on, but...
No, I think had they done one strong match, they could have done the kiss of death. They think they could have done the kiss of death spot, or they could have done it, or they couldn't have, like, they could have either done it successfully or just had a moment where maybe, you know, Bianca couldn't do it, but actually finish the match and then wait a while, still build the story up from there, and then do, you know, if they're planning to do the day one match, then do the rematch there. Okay, cool. I would have been on board with that.
Nerd Guru says, at this point, I'm totally fine with Bianca winning the Rumble again back-to-back and challenging and beating Becky at Mania. Nowhere else to go, in my opinion. I'd be completely fine with that, too. I think that makes all the sense in the world. If you can do a horsewoman main event at WrestleMania, I think you should do that. I think you should do that this year. But if you're not doing that, I think that'd be okay, Denise.
Yep, I agree.
Chad Gable versus Randy Orton. Okay, so I got to say, this was way too short, but if you're going to do a three-minute match, this is how you do a three-minute match. This was competitive. It showed off Chad Gable, and then Randy Orton hit his RKO, and Gable sold it like $1 million. This is the type of match you want to see Chad Gable have, no matter how many minutes it is, where he's getting an offense, and this set up another match in the future because Otis tried to come in and attack. Now, I don't like the trope of person wins, gets attacked. Hate that bullshit. But Chad Gable looked good. Randy Orton looked good. This was a fun sprint. I love this.
And it was fresh, too. I think this is the best. This is the best thing, which is sad, considering that it was such a short match. But this was the best thing that they have done with Chad Gable in a really long time. And these are the kind of matches that people have been asking to see with Chad Gable again. Sad because it was a little bit too short. Had it been a couple of extra more, like an extra few minutes, and given that it's Randy Orton and he's somebody that obviously they could have an awesome match, an awesome lengthy match with. Had they done that, I think the people would have really dug it. It could have been one of the best parts of Raw as like the full 3-hour show. But I'm at least glad that they're I think given where we were at with Chad Gable, where they were doing when they were doing the Shorty G, and where we're at now with Chad Gable, like it still isn't the best thing, but it's such an improvement on what they were doing before that I'll take it. I like this match with Randy Orton. It was fun. Again, extra few minutes, would have loved it even more. It was cool. Thumbs up.
And I'm excited to see what Otis can do with Orton too. Like I think this could be all right. I think this could be good.
I think Otis will do a good job in that.
He better, because if he's reckless, he ain't gonna be around much longer. Isaiah Berry says, thank you guys for doing these shows. This time of year is especially rough for me, but it's nice to be around other wrestling fans. You guys are dope. We got you covered all week, man. We got the holiday stream tomorrow. We've got post NXT. We got Listen Your Boy. We've got the post AEW show. I think the distraction is running Thursday. We've got like three interviews this week. And plus we've got Fightful Select shows like all week long, every single day. In fact, we picked up coexisting with Rob and Maggie for a weekly show on Fightful Select now. I know a lot of you see Maggie, our lovable Bulgarian bartender who has started a show with Rob Wilkins. Every week you can hear them talk news. I know a lot of you were wanting a longer like news discussion show and just a happening show on Fightful Select. Now you got it. More than one show every single day, or one show a day on Fightful Select. I think we're at like 8 a week now. So big thank you to you guys. Some Stupid Punk says, I don't care what you say, Sean. Fuck that fuck will always be real to us, damn it. Also, the new Spider-Man movies suck. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I totally agree with Denise. The new Spider-Man movies are
watch the Spider-Man movies. So
yeah, actually, the new Spider-Man movies are way better than the old ones. And I really liked the original ones in like 02, 03, 07 or whenever it was.
So, yeah. I saw one Spider-Man movie in my life. It was the one with Kristen Dunst, and I don't even remember anything of it. And that's literally all I remember.
I think you would like the new ones. Chad says, I know Vince and USA won't do it. They should really change 8 to 10 and see how ratings are. They don't have a big enough Raw roster for 3 hours. They do. They've got a big enough one. They just don't use it. Like, okay, all right, let me pull up the roster real quick. As I do that, reminder, guys.
What was the question, Sean, for the Super Chat?
They say that Raw doesn't have a big enough roster for 3 hours. And I'm like, well, yeah, they do, but you're barely using R-Truth. You're not using T-Bar. Where's he at?
You need to reword that. I think the issue is not that they don't have enough people. It's that they haven't formulated enough interesting characters for people to care about. That's the issue.
Apollo Crews isn't being used. Aziz isn't really being used. The Street Profits have not been used. You've got a bunch of people that are sitting out doing nothing. I don't know whatever happened to Elias. He's not around.
He died.
Yeah, he did die. He did die. R.I.P. R.I.P. Well, we also had Damian Priest versus Ziggler, which was non-title for some reason. And I had some absolute dorks going, you'd be complaining saying he didn't deserve it if he got a title shot. It's like, yeah, that's what I said every single time they did an open challenge over the last three friggin' months, right? He doesn't deserve it. No. Why, Denise, would Dolph Ziggler need to compete in a hypothetical championship contenders match, which I will remind you, does not mean he gets a title shot. It just means he's more likely to get a title shot. And Corey Graves says, he's going to jump the line. To which I reply, Denise, what fucking line, bro?
I don't know. There's definitely no line whatsoever.
His tag team partner showed up on Raw and got one. Big Bob Roode just accepted an open challenge. Apollo Crews lost for 3 months in a row and got a title shot. Now you're telling me the week after Dolph Ziggler pinned Finn Balor, he's got to earn it? Now, come on. The show is inconsistent, and I hate that. But at least be consistent with your inconsistency. Ziggler's already done more to deserve a title shot than Roode or Crews did. What the hell?
See, like, my whole thing, it's, I don't even know what to say. Okay, you're going to have this, the number one contendership stuff does not make sense in the way that they are doing it, because it's like the contenders match, it just doesn't make sense to do it that way. They got to make it more obvious for people to say, okay, this person clearly deserves a title shot. They haven't made anything obvious where you can say, oh, this person legitimately deserves a title shot. This person doesn't deserve a title shot. There's nothing that I feel like people can sit here and they can argue about who deserves a title shot. Why? Because they haven't made one person clear to actually say that that person deserves a title shot. So that's the problem as well. Like, we're not basing this off of really anything.
Yeah, man. Oh, damn. And when this match ends, it's Big Bob Roode who tripped over the stairs. He's not smart enough to not trip over the stairs, but he is smart enough to get Damian Priest counted out. And then Damian Priest flips out, as he should, because this must continue, Denise. You can't just build a match by coming up with some interesting reason. You got to have them fight to build up to another fight. What the hell?
Yeah, and the countouts, not a fan of it. We've just been doing it too much, too much.
Oh, man. Derek the Burr Davis says, we are about to DZ versus DP in a U.S. Championship Contenders match, which means if DZ picks up a win tonight, he jumps the line. He could be challenging for the U.S. title. Are they confused by the wording DZ? Too? No.
I just realized it. He shortened everybody's name.
He asks, the person asks if they're confused too. No, it was stressed to me numerous times within WWE that it is not a top contenders match. That championship contenders match is just another term for non-title. That's it.
Wait, what?
The championship contenders match?
No, I got that, but I didn't know that. They don't make it seem like that on TV.
I know that, but if you listen to what they say, they never say, he'll definitely get a title match. They never say that. They allude to it an awful lot. He'll jump the line. He could get an opportunity. Because if you remember, Shotzi and Tegan won two of those. And they never got their title match.
They did it with somebody else too, and I can't remember who. But they said, oh, if they win, they'll possibly be getting a This is insane. It makes it so much worse. It already doesn't make sense to begin with. And now if you win, then that does not necessarily mean you get a title shot. They need to make that specifically. See, they can't even explain it. They can't even explain it because it doesn't make sense.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
They can't
right.
make sense of it. Just tell us it's a non-title match. But if he wins, just don't give it a name. If he wins, then there's a good shot. He may have a title shot in the future, or she, or they. I don't know.
Preaching to the choir here. Orlando says, any word of Sami Zayn re-signed with WWE? Resigned and re-signed are two different things, my friend. But I'm working to find out more details. Kate Hensler says, putting money in my own pocket with this Christmas bonus. Humper Chat, anything else happened with Tucker since he was released? My gosh, you know, I haven't thought about Tucker lately. I haven't heard about him working.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard anything seen anything on social media even.
My gosh, yeah, he's been kind of radio silent. Let me
Which
take
is
a
sad,
look.
Because it does happen to a lot of people that have been released. You don't really hear much from them. And if you do, you hear a little bit, but not too much.
I haven't heard of a single match that he's had yet. RAWF Showtime says, Raw was not a good show. Just sending in some money for the Fightful staff for all the entertainment you provide. Thank you for being awesome. Well, thank you. Orlando says, happy holidays, guys. Here's a super chat to cheer you up covering Raw. LOL. By the way, Spider-Man rules, Denise. It is good. The new one is good. It's very, very good.
I'm not really into superhero stuff.
I think you need a hero to save you.
Yeah,
Denise.
I do.
And I'm not going to stand here and wait.
What?
Have you ever considered holding on to the wings of an eagle?
No.
Watching as we all fly away?
No.
RH says, a big thank you to the best entertainment on Monday nights, Fightful Raw Post Show with SRS and Hollywood Salcedo. You folks bring joy to us all. Well, you're going to bring joy to our staff by sending these super chats and humper chats. It's going straight to their bonuses. Big thank you to everybody who's doing that tonight and tomorrow night. Chad Zuver says, haven't heard you mention it yet, but Veer came to main event last week. Merry Christmas, SRS. Denise, have a great week since you hate Christmas.
Damn, freaking stuff spreads fast around here.
It does. We had Miz TV with AJ Styles and Omos, and Miz just put all their business out there. Miz was just like, hey, AJ, by the way, I talked to Omos, and he thinks you're a little bitch. He thinks that you suck. He thinks he's going to be the biggest star. He thinks this. He thinks that. And you're looking at Omos going, well, you know, he speaks English. He could say no.
He didn't stop him at all. Omos's facial reactions this entire night was literally the highlight of Raw. I cannot think of anything better than Omos's reactions on today's show.
It was great. It was really great. But Omos, we know he speaks the language. We know he could say no. He's not afraid of The Miz. We know that to be true as well. But he just lets...
He was like...
He just let the Miz say there. It. This is good. I enjoyed this because I was fascinated. Like, what's Omos going to do? Is he going to put a stop to this? But he didn't. And then when AJ gets his ass whipped all throughout that Mysterio's match, he tries to tag out to Omos. And Omos is like, nah, son. Miz wasn't lying. And just lets... AJ get beaten. My only problem is friggin' roll up. A schoolboy roll up. It's Rey Mysterio Jr. Do a Hurricane Rana. Do something. Not a roll up. But Omos beat AJ's ass, Denise.
This was my favorite thing of Raw. First of all, so happy we're officially getting this breakup. But I love, you know what? This put over Omos for me. I became an Omos fan after tonight because, again, the facial expressions. And even when AJ Styles was trying to get the tag, Omos didn't just say no. He full on turned around, moved his entire body, and didn't even want to acknowledge him whatsoever. And just had this blank, don't talk to me stare on his face. I loved it. It was hilarious as hell. I died 1,000 times watching this. And, you know, AJ Styles was all surprised. So I love that. Love the breakup. Love the way they sold it. This was the most character and personality that I've seen out of Omos since this whole entire time. And it made me look forward to Omos versus AJ Styles. I was already looking forward to it just because I knew that AJ Styles was going to be bumping like crazy for Omos. And we already expected that. But it made me look forward to it just because Omos was kind of funny tonight. And I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, we've had AJ basically just teaching Omos for a very long time. Like, it's been a while. Like, it's been over a year now at this point, right? Like,
has it been over a year?
Yeah, I think it has been. It's been quite a while. Like,
well, we were talking about it, what, post-WrestleMania?
It was at Survivor Series.
Oh, Survivor Series.
And they had the plan months and months before that. So he's been mentored by AJ Styles for over a year. And if AJ Styles can't get a decent match out of Omos, there is no hope for Omos. So this eventual match, Denise, is crucial. It is integral. If Omos cannot have a decent match with AJ, it's big problems.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Even after AJ, what's he supposed to do, Sean? Have a million more matches with AJ Styles on Raw, which I don't put it past them. We probably will be seeing a million more matches with them on Raw. But it's like, what do you do afterwards?
Yeah. Big thank you to Heidi Ho 77. Merry Christmas to everyone at Fightful except Denise. By the way, I think Christmas sucks too. Hey, listen, if you all want to send super chats about how much you think Christmas sucks, I'm for it because I want our staff supported. Orlando says, now that AJ, also Heidi Ho, thank you. That was very, very generous of you. We really, truly appreciate you. That is very awesome of you. Orlando says, now that AJ's a solo act, give us matches with Edge, Big E, and Finn.
Please.
Edge and AJ is the match at WrestleMania, I think. Unless they drag AJ Omos out, which I don't think they should do.
No, it's too much time from now until WrestleMania. I mean, it feels like too much time from now until WrestleMania.
Yes. So, like, when do you think this AJ Omos match happens?
I think they had, didn't I say Royal Rumble? Royal Rumble day one.
So to me, that's too easy of a way to buy time, the Royal Rumble, because.
So then day one and get it out of the way and we're done.
No, cool. No, I would buy time if I were them. I would buy as much practice time as I could for them. And Omos can take a spot over the ropes. I think AJ should eliminate Omos from the Royal Rumble. Because to me, there are a couple of very big things. There's Omos getting a big win over AJ. Then there is the first person to ever knock Omos off his feet. There's the first person to ever slam Omos. And the first person to ever beat him. Oh my God, they just announced it on Twitter. It's next week, Denise.
I told you they weren't going to wait that long. There was no way.
Well, here's the thing.
So wait, announced next week for Raw or
yes,
next week for day one?
Yes, announced next week for Raw. For Raw, Denise.
Oh, for Raw.
Oh, no.
Well, here we go. We're going to get the match on Raw. It's going to be either a DQ or a count out. If someone's going to walk away, something's going to happen. And then we're going to get the match again at day one. Yes, that sounds about right. Day one. And then after day one, we're going to get a rematch. And then afterwards, we're going to get another rematch. And then we're going to get a can they coexist angle and then another rematch. And then their official last match before their actual last match.
Hey, guys, y'all don't have to comment this 70 times. We get it. They announce it live on TV.
When?
I didn't remember it. I didn't remember this at all. We'll be all right.
I don't remember that.
I don't either. I don't remember it at all either. But either way, it ain't getting a real finish. There's no way it gets a real finish. William Rabb says, now we get face AJ Styles again. But Rob Reed says, welcome to everyone's favorite game show, Who's the Heel? This episode, AJ Styles or Omos? Who do you think
Omos.
Is the babyface? Who's the heel?
Yeah. So, So I think Omos is supposed to be the babyface, but I kind of see him as the heel. But I think he's supposed to be the babyface. He's supposed to be the babyface because he's the one that... Shit, is he supposed to be the babyface?
I don't know. And I mean, I'm okay if they don't do a babyface, a heel. They are two people that have an issue with each other that are going to fight. And I'm okay with that. It's just I don't want them to do this shit over and over again.
Omos has to be the heel because he's the one who essentially betrayed AJ Styles. He's the one that had Miz saying all these terrible things to AJ Styles while AJ Styles was still trying to make it work with him. So I think that Omos is the heel.
Well, Rob Grass says, is Mysterio Street Profits happening next week? Heard it was, but it hasn't been announced. I think they delayed it by, it was supposed to happen last week, and they delayed it by a couple weeks. Chad says, explain to me, Miz is feuding with Edge and had his wife slap him last week. What's the point of him doing Miz TV during his current story? Well, I mean, it's a part of his gig. He was asked to do it. It furthers another story. I thought tonight, of all nights, to say, why is he doing this? This wasn't one of them. I thought this helped the AJ Omos story big time. I thought it was a really great one. However, cutting Edge with Maryse, Edge just was not buying what Maryse was selling, but it didn't matter because Miz came out and hit him with the skull-crushing finale anyway. The most notable thing of Maryse trying to sell a bill of goods was her mentioning Beth Phoenix. To me, that is not an accident. You don't just mention Beth Phoenix after she's gone on hiatus from NXT TV. I think we're getting this mixed tag match, Denise.
Also, Edge made a mention to the country album when he said, like, oh, you're crying like a country album or something like that.
Yeah.
He made a mention of that too. So I think that was another, obviously, nod to Beth, who just came out with her album. And then also her mentioning Beth herself. This is definitely leading to something. There was part of me, though, that kind of wish that Maryse, like, so Edge was not buying Maryse's spiel. Like, she wasn't buying what she was saying, right? There was part of me that wanted him, in a way, to kind of believe what she was trying to say. Like, she was making herself the victim. I think there was part of me
gave
that
her
wanted...
He gave her the chance.
Yeah.
He gave her the chance, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of wanted that to be a thing where she kind of successfully fooled him and fooled the audience and fooled everybody for a good period of time. I think that would have been a nice little thing too, because you got behind her last week. At the end of the day, you know, her man put her in front of another man to essentially take the attack. So how could you not sort of, you know, sympathize with her? So I feel like she could have gotten people's sympathy had they played this angle up a little bit longer. So I kind of feel like they went through it really fast, where they could have kind of sweetened it a little bit.
We have some super chats about Liv and Becky still. Cadillac Carson says, clearly Kevin Dunn was behind the camera. Babyface Liv smiling, talking about beating up the Becky lookalike, didn't express much remorse. I mean, she said that she wasn't happy with how it ended up. So I don't necessarily think that was the case. But JoJo says, I like Liv, but Bianca has to beat Becky. She needs her revenge. The story calls for it. Well, they've just started so many stories and they just haven't been satisfying at all. Tremaine says, wait, they had two talk show segments tonight. Why not do a regular promo? I'm okay with this because both had guests. Like, what's Omos going to do? Come out and say all this stuff to AJ? Then there's no point in them teaming up right after that. Maryse is there to fool Edge. There were reasons for both of these. And I like it a lot more when there's somebody there to prompt the questions, Denise, instead of somebody coming out there in front of a crowd like a middle schooler going, this is why I don't like this person. Everybody listen to me, bitch, about this person. We don't give a shit, bro. Nobody asked you. So get somebody to ask them.
It depends on the person. If the person's good at cutting promos, then come out, because I hate the talk shows, man. I hate them. I don't like them. I'm not a fan of them. Today we had two successful ones, and we had the Miz one, right? And then right after that, we had the Vince segment. So that was more talking. And then right after that, we went into another talk show. So we got like three full-on segments where it was just back-to-back talking. See, I'm not a fan of the talk show stuff, but this was a hit for both of them, which, thank God, because I was not going to put up with like another terrible talk show. So for today, it worked.
Well, I'll tell you what's a hit every morning. Magic Spoon cereal at magicspoon.com. You know, Denise hates Christmas, but she doesn't hate acting like a child. And one of the best parts about being a child was having a good bowl of cereal in the morning. But then when you get older, you got to cut down on carbs, sugar, unhealthy food, and you realize you can't eat a lot of the stuff you used to anymore. But Magic Spoon is changing that. 0 grams of sugar, 13, 14 grams of protein, only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving of their cereal, only 140 calories per serving. And the best part about that is when you look at the serving size, you're not going to go, oh, that won't fill me up, because one serving does. You're not going to be running back and forth to the cupboard to eat half a box of cereal. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. You can build your own box with all the flavors you love. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, maple, waffle. I love all of them. Denise doesn't know what to do. Help. I'll help you get the most delicious, healthy cereal that you could imagine, Denise, without feeling guilty. All you got to do is go to magicspoon.com/fightful, grab a custom bundle, Start your new year off right. Use that promo code FIGHTFUL at checkout. Save $5 off your order. And if you're being a Grinch, if you're being a Scrooge after you try it and you're like, yeah, I don't like this, they'll give you your money back if you don't like it. 100% happiness guarantee. If you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful. Use the code FIGHTFUL at checkout. I'm so happy to be working with them again in 2022. You know, Denise, I did some voiceover work for them.
Oh, no, Sean. No, no, no.
I did.
Did not bring this back.
I did. They sent me like 15 boxes of cereal. It was amazing because I legitimately eat that all the time. I don't know if I'm allowed to do voiceover work in my new contract, though, but I did it for Magic Spoon.
Did you not put in any clauses?
Denise.
Anything?
I think after all the shit you've talked about Christmas, you shouldn't be talking about the Claus family.
Oh, God. Whatever. I don't care anymore. I was just trying to help you out, man. Get your damn voiceover work done. I don't care.
I'm good. Orlando Arrego says, remember No Way Jose was away for a year after his release until he showed up on Impact pay-per-view this year. Tucker could stay away a bit until 2022. Well, I mean, he wasn't really. He did Lariato Pro, and then he took some time off. But yeah, outside of that, that show that he did for Gallows, he took off a bit of time. But he did some stuff with Gallows during that period. But yeah, out of the mainstream, yes, he was out of wrestling for a while. Christian says, this is for the mentioned big fat tip. I hope all the Fightful team have a very Merry Christmas. You, Denise, Team Kalex, never fail to make me laugh, cry, or put a smile on my face when things are going bad. So thank you for all you've done. Means a lot to me. We love hearing that. And I mean, our numbers have exploded the last couple of years. We love having all these new people talk to us, watch us, all that good stuff. Maybe it's by default because all your other favorite shows just stop reviewing Raw, but we'll take it, damn it. We'll take it. We're here.
Thank you. We're the last podcast duo standing.
Tremaine says, didn't you know, Sean, Becky is the new cerebral assassin? Soon she'll be the gamer. Liv, not sure what to think anymore. I think she's a means to an end for Becky to get to another horsewoman. To me, I don't think it's an accident that Bianca hasn't been losing. And I think it's eventually to circle back to that, personally.
No, they have something special with Bianca. I think they would do themselves a huge disservice to have her start losing. No way. I feel like the way that they ended her title reign was terrible and abrupt. And, you know, they were doing so much good with her. I think even they know what they've got with Bianca. Now it's just a matter of saving. I don't know. I don't like to say the word saving, but just kind of holding off until she's back in the title picture.
You're going to love this one. Hey, wait a second. Hold the phone. You do voiceover work? When did this start? Says Cadillac Carson.
No, please, no. This went on for like months, Sean. Do you know how many tweets
I saw? My voiceover work? Because no. I did a lot of it. Do you know how many?
Oh, my God.
Terry Allen Jr. says, we miss Priest, former organic character with a song. He needs that old theme back.
Thank you.
We had a holiday-themed 24/7 skit with like Christmas lights and stuff. We had Tamina, Akira Tozawa, Reggie. Exactly, you forgot about it because
yeah,
I almost did too.
I thought you were talking about like you and your personal life. I was like, oh, you did this? No. Oh, this sounds nice.
But, I mean, that's about as memorable as it was. Tamina failed to get it. Like, that's it. Like,
I'm going to say the exact same thing I said last week. Just give her a dang title shot already. Poor Tamina at this point. They're turning Tamina babyface.
Yeah. Derek the Burr Davis is sending another Humper Chat. So just figured out how it works. By the way, guys, humperchats.com. If you have a PayPal, you can send a Humper Chat. We greatly appreciate it. We much prefer that to YouTube, but you can still send it on YouTube. It says 10% rule. Anyways, can we all agree the greatest part of the 24/7 segment is the ref looking completely lost in the lights? That was the highlight for me. But Anonymous says, I know you're not a fan, but I just watched the 24/7 segment, and I can't help. I really enjoy these stupid shenanigans.
More power to you, man.
He said they're stupid in a more enjoyable way than WWE programming usually is. It's silly and fun in a sitcom way. So R-Truth says that this is better than the hardcore title. I disagree.
Oh, no. Don't even say that. That's not even funny. Is he being serious? When did he say that?
Yeah, he was. He said that in an interview. And I know he's got to toe the line. But yeah, like, to me, there were so many good hardcore title moments. Like, there was Mankind first getting the title. There was the fight by the river with Hardcore Holly and Al Snow. There was the trash fire scramble match at WrestleMania. There was Molly Holly cracking Hurricane over the head with a pan. There was the fun house. There was the airport. There was
the
hotel.
They went places, yeah.
Mean Street Posse. There was Undertaker's Reign, which I think that they should really, really do with somebody. I've been begging them for a while to just have somebody intimidating, like some big name win that title. Like, I don't care who it is. And then everybody that starts running sees them and they go, oh, shit.
It's going to be Omaz.
Maybe.
Omaz would probably be the best option for that right now on their roster with who they have.
Possibly, yeah.
But I just remember as a kid, when we would see the hardcore stuff, for me, it was like, oh, this is it. I'm so excited. This is a part of the show I really like. And now it's like, oh, the 24/7. Oh, this is the part of the show I don't like.
And very little of it had to do with hardcore wrestling. So much of it had to do with different environments and fun. And they have made more of an effort to do that, like to get out of the arena and all that. But it's still just people chasing people. And yeah, it looks sad.
I want to see more violence or just more cool stuff. Like, for a while, it was cool when they were having Reggie do all those, you know, flippy stuff. Yes. And all of that was cute and fun.
Then it ran its course.
Yeah. And well, then it also, it wasn't creative anymore. That's the thing. I think it would still be over if it was creative. But the problem is it's not.
I don't know if they have one person dedicated to handling the 24/7 stuff, but there should be a dedicated team to just that. Cook up interesting ideas for that. Make it something people look forward to. Master X says, hey, Step Host, do you even do voiceovers?
Please sit down, Sean. If you even knew half the stuff that I've done, okay?
Pedro says, I didn't know SRS did voiceover work. Interesting.
Hold the phone here. I did a commercial with Spectrum in English and Spanish.
Me too.
No, you did not.
Yeah,
and
did.
Get this, since it was a moving commercial, I had to do the freaking thing on a treadmill the entire time with like a green screen thing and memorize top to bottom both scripts without a teleprompter. Okay. Do you have any idea how incredibly difficult that is?
I do commercials in Spanish all the time.
Sean, I
got Booyaka, Booyaka, 619.
Oh my God.
Cadillac Carson says, don't forget Pat Patterson beating Gerald Briscoe for the title in a hilarious segment. That seems like a future video on your channel,
Sean,
Denise.
You just said your Spanish was Booyaka Booyaka 619.
Yeah, I did.
Can we please circle back to that for a second?
That
is beyond terrible.
I don't owe you more Spanish, okay?
Please. I am upset now.
I don't owe you more. Like, I don't have to prove to you that I speak Spanish.
Please say something more. Give me a sentence. Don't Google anything. Put your hands up. Get off your internet. Don't go on Google. I know you. Put your hands up.
What?
Give me a sentence in Spanish off of the top of your head.
Al telefono manifesta. No, poca simfascia.
What the fuck did you just say? El telefono manifascia fascia.
If you're gonna curse at me, at least curse at me in my first language, Spanish.
I did curse. Jesus Christ, Sean.
Como estás, Juritos?
Okay, now people are just giving you stuff on the chat.
No,
I can tell. I don't have the chat open right now, so I can't see. Put your hands up, Sean. I know you're Googling.
I am not.
You're getting Luis. No, wait. Luis is not helping you today.
Luis is off work.
I know Luis is not off work. I just remembered. You're getting help. What the hell was El Telefono Manifesting?
Listen, la musica dura solo un minuto.
What? La música solo un minuto? What are you saying, Sean? What are you trying to say about us?
Un taxi que sorpresa un autobus que Fenomeno.
Something about a taxi. Oh my God, Sean, this is the worst Spanish.
Listen, it's not my fault that you're shitty at speaking Spanish and you can't understand anything I'm saying.
Do you want me to teach you bad words in Spanish? I can.
Yes, I would love that, actually. Rob Reed says RVD beat Stone Cold while hardcore champion. There's no way the 24/7 title is better. Oh, look at this. Look at this. MJ Johnson says, so Sean sings and does voices over? Voiceovers, what can't this man do?
I hate my life. I'm done.
Guys, please get in your super chats and your humper chats again tonight and tomorrow's holiday stream, 6 p.m. Eastern. All the super chats and humper chats go to the staff. Tomorrow's show, Jimmy will match those donations. But keep on sending them in. We had Rhea Ripley, Queen Zelina. I like this match. It was a short match, and there's a couple things. Like, I did not like the way last week ended. That is inexcusable in any part of the story. It could have went at least 5 minutes and then done that. The 50-50 booking here isn't something I'm a fan of, but there was a story reason for it. The story reason is Rhea Ripley is much better without Nikki A.S.H., so I like that. This match was so much better. There was a dope stunner that Zelina did, which was really, really great. And then Rhea Ripley just threw Zelina around with the Riptide. What do you think?
I don't
this?
Like the story. I don't like the story. Mark? Why is it? Why all of a sudden is she not good with Nikki A.S.H.? Why? Doesn't make sense to me. So she lost one, two matches. She's the first person ever to lose two matches. This story, I don't like it. I don't like it. Doesn't make sense. Like, why?
I don't know.
I don't know either. So I'm just saying, I don't like
it. I think that the story is that Nikki A.S.H. gained all this confidence with the suit and came to meet incredible success with the world Money in the Bank, the world title, and the tag team titles, and now she is costing Rhea Ripley that. It's just there's so little effort put in by WWE to explain it that you just see her by a monitor and you hear one comment, oh, well, Rhea's doing better now.
Yeah, it's literally just one thing where all of a sudden it's like, okay, she's doing better now.
There's no real
that was Rhea Ripley's fault. Nikki A.S.H. got attacked and Rhea was like, oh my God, are you okay?
Yeah.
What?
JoJo says, Sean's the GOAT. He does it all better than Brady. Well, thank you. That is true. Dan Matt Darby says, Merry Christmas, Team Grapsody. Well, as we say in my first language, Feliz Navidad. But we had our opening segment where Bobby Lashley came out with MVP. You had Big E come out. Big E's like, hey, man, you say you can beat me? Let's test it. And Bobby Lashley hangs out outside the ring. And right as MVP is about to attack with his cane, Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens attack. And you know what we're getting, Denise? God damn
can
it.
Can they coexist? My favorite angle, my favorite storyline, best thing ever happened in wrestling. Can they coexist? I love it. It's brilliant stuff.
This sucks. This sucks so bad. And they made little references to it all the time, like throughout this evening. I will say that the highlight of the promos was Bobby Lashley and MVP backstage talking to each other. I thought this was really excellent stuff. But my God, it's like Big E even made light of it. And somebody said, oh, Big E's poking fun at the IWC. No, he was poking fun at the WWE's writing team.
Doing this for a while. They even did it on NXT. They had Cora Jade have a line about that on NXT where she said, oh, are we doing this whole can they coexist thing? There was a whole line on that on NXT. And I forgot someplace else, somebody else said something, but I remember that one.
Yeah, I was sitting there saying, pueden coexist there.
Oh my God, Sean. I am asking the Lord for so much patience right now. I need peace and zen.
Is it? Okay. Are you asking for that because you are embarrassed that after speaking Spanish your entire life that you're not nearly as good at it as I am?
You're just, you know what? You're right. Because I've never said El Telefono, Manafisha Fascia Waffle, whatever the fridge you'd said.
Why are you speaking French? So, like, we're not talking about French waffles.
You literally spoke French, Spanish, Franish.
I never said I could speak French. Never said I could speak French.
Your Spanish sounded French.
Yo quiero que Denise esté tranquila.
Please,
thank you.
Please send more Spanish super chats, please.
Thank you, Tremaine. You took the words right out of my mouth, buddy.
I don't care. As long as they're in Spanish and you have to read them. I don't care if they say terrible things. It's okay. Just like send Spanish super chats.
So backstage when this match is made, Rollins and Owens were very funny. I like that. I thought
they're
the
best.
They're so friggin' funny.
They're making me tolerate this whole can they coexisting is okay with me when you have Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens just literally like ripping off of each other.
So we haven't heard from you about the news that Fightful Select reported last week. Kevin Owens re-signed with WWE. 3-year deal. What'd you think when you heard it?
Oh, I just totally missed it. Just kidding.
As if.
Well, you said, wasn't it the week before that you were like, oh, yeah, I think Kevin Owens is staying. And I was kind of like, I don't know. And I should have known the second I saw your story. I was like, that he freaking knew. I knew it the second I saw your story that you knew.
I was pretty sure 3 weeks ago that he was going to stay. WWE was very confident they were going to retain him.
Yeah. The second I saw your story, that's the first thing that I thought about. And I thought, you know what? You do what you want to do. People do things for different reasons. And whatever his reasons were, dude, what the hell? Like, might as well go for it. Oh, yeah. Huge win for WWE, though. In terms of, like, I know a lot of people were like, you know, they could possibly not do anything with him and then it's not really going to matter. Or, you know, WWE contracts don't really mean anything. But if they do, you know, they do him right by his contract, do him right by creative, I think that it was a huge win for them.
So the way that people were telling me was, I'm not going to say the number that Dave reported because I don't want people to say, Sean Ross said, Sapp said this amount. But if the number that Dave reported is right, well, then I definitely don't blame Owens for doing it. Because even if he gets 6 months of that and they fire him, God forbid, AEW's still going to be there. What, are they going to say, no, Kevin Steen, don't come here? Of course not. Chad says, the only one that remembers SRS is Spanish rant because of the Peacock language issues. That was funny.
What's your Spanish rant? I don't remember.
You remember when Peacock was in Spanish?
I remember that.
Yeah, but I went on a rant because I speak Spanish. Pedro says, 2021 was the year of can they coexist? Yikes. WWE needs to leave this in the dust. I don't think they should do it one time next year. They shouldn't do it at all next year.
They're gonna.
I know they are. I freaking know they are.
That, the You People promos, what else? More countouts, more DQs, more rematches. I think this was the year of rematches. I don't think we've ever gotten so many rematches as this year. Or, you know what? No, 2020, we had a lot of rematches too.
So, guys, we are wrapping up. Get your super chats, humper chats in. All of them tonight and during tomorrow's show at 6 p.m. go towards the staff. Right after this, over on Fightful Select, Alex Pawlowski will be going live for Sour Graps. So if you want to party even later tonight, go over there, do that. We got the match, Rollins, Owens, Big E, Lashley. It looked like there was a missed cue at the end of it, which was, by the way, a fun match. But I just don't care. I just don't care about them coexisting. Why could I possibly give a shit if they can coexist, Denise? What's it matter to me?
If they can't coexist, how could they go into this match? And if they could coexist, then maybe they have better chances of... I don't know. I'm trying to find the logic in this. I'm really reaching here. I have nothing to add to this.
Do you think the cue was missed at the end? Or do you think that...
So wait, what was the cue? Like, explain that. I missed that.
There was a beatdown after the match, but that was after this very close pinfall. And I'm going to look at it again. I'm going to ask, but there were a lot of people saying, oh, well, maybe it was missed. Now, I haven't had the time to ask yet, but there you go.
Okay, well, I have to look back at that because I don't remember that.
I just don't give a damn about coexisting. And again, And a lot of people thought that they had to kill time, like what David Ruckman said. They felt like that's what the beatdown was from. I'm not reporting that, but I can see why people thought that. It was another, can they coexist? Bullshit. Stop it. Don't do it. And it was another match that ended with a clean finish, whatever. And then people attack afterwards. The highlight of this was Owens and Rollins hugging afterwards, them being like best buddies, because they are the two pieces of shit that always turn on their friends. So I like the idea that those two guys get along really well.
What was funny was that commentary really didn't know how to describe their relationship, because first they were going to say like, every man for himself, until they're not. You know, they kind of seemed a little bit like perplexed of, hey, how are we going to, you know, sort of push what they're doing together? How is this going to work at day one? You know, they're formulating teams. So you know that it's going to be, you know, there's going to be some dissension, obviously, once you actually get to the match, since it is every man for himself. But I kind of thought that it was funny because commentary didn't really know how to like get it over that, hey, yeah, they're friends now, but they're not going to be friends at come day one.
Guys, I want to thank you all for your super chats and Humber chats. We still have some left and some very generous ones that I want to thank you for. But Orlando, let me see. I know some of these words. I think he's calling you the most beautiful woman in the world, Denise.
Say it in Spanish. Say it. Read it.
Listen.
Dude, you're thinking really hard. You're like, I could see the wheel spinning in your head.
I know how to say
it. You're like, you look terrified.
Denise, toma grandes volcados.
No, I know what you were trying to say. He didn't say it.
Denise, toma grandes volcados.
No, it sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's great.
No, but Drew Nicholas says that.
Google Translate says, envía un Humper Chat ahora mismo a humperchats.com.
Why did you say humperchats in Spanish? That was in English, Sean. He wrote humperchats in English, but you said it in Spanish. You were like, humperchats.
Humperchats.com. Is that correct, Denise?
Oh my God. No, please. Someone please make a GIF of Sean thinking really hard, because you were really, like, you look like you were taking an exam.
Anyway, Cadillac Carson says, Denise, you clearly must make a song about SRS. You got it.
No, because every time, never mind. I come across as too mean. There's times where I want to make mean jokes about you, and then I get told they're too mean. So I don't say anything. I know, that's not fair. Like, if you're mean to me, oh, it's funny. It's so cute. Ha ha. The second I mean, it's, oh, Denise is so mean.
Because you're mean all the time.
I am not mean.
Some stupid punk says, I know what this means. You have a face como un burro. Well, don't worry, SRS. It means you have a face like a donkey. I know what that means. I can read some of it. I just can't pronounce much of it.
Say burro, like brrr with R.
Burro. Burro.
I'm dying.
Burro. Cadillac Carson says, Merry Christmas to all of you. Keep up the excellent work. But some super punk says, we in the Bay Area always having to apologize to or for their Spanish. We got a lot of them in Spanish now.
Please do. I love it. But I want to see them. Pull them up. Can we pull them up?
Some of them are Humper Chat. Some of them are Humper Chat, so we can't. But Alicia says, puedo ir al baño, which I think means I'm going to the bathroom.
No, she's asking if you can go to the bathroom.
Okay.
If she can go to the bathroom. Puedo ir al baño.
Not bad. I'm doing all right.
You're not doing too bad.
Okay. Here's one. Sé que soy sexy que conduce las chicas salvage. This is Shawn Michaels' theme song in Spanish.
Okay.
That's what that is.
But you just read it terribly.
Yeah, I sure
did. Try that one again.
But no, like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
The way, here's the thing about Spanish, Sean. The way that it's spelled is the way that it sounds. It's spelled like it's not like English where you see a word that looks like it's supposed to be said a certain way and then it's not. In Spanish, the way it looks is the way that it's said.
Tremaine sends a very generous super chat and says, the funniest thing about Denise this whole time with SRS is that she was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed when she started. Now she's one hashtag away from showing up on the show with a cig and a bottle of Jack Daniels. Happy holidays.
Okay, hold the phone here. I do not drink. I do not smoke. I do not do drugs.
Straight edge Salcedo.
I eat my vegetables, drink my milk, eat my spinach.
Do you eat spinach?
Yeah, I do like spinach with like egg whites and
veggies.
What
did you just say that you eat it? You ate? You eat your vegetables? I want you with a plate of vegetables.
I drink milk.
And drink. Okay.
I eat spinach.
On the Christmas show tomorrow, I want you to bring spinach and milk.
I don't have spinach in the house right now.
Make spinach. You don't eat it raw. I eat raw spinach.
No, I would not do that.
I eat raw spinach all the time. Cadillac Carson says,
not even have milk in the house either.
He says, me gusta.
Meh.
Poya. Meh. Okay. Me gusta.
No, gusta.
Poya, which means.
Me gusta pollo.
Yeah, it's, I like chickens, right?
I like chicken, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And if it's poya, isn't it cock? Isn't it?
I don't think so.
I think it is.
I think if it's with an sorry.
A, how do I know Spanish better than you? I swear if it's an A at the end of pollo,
no,
it specifically means
no,
cock.
I don't think so.
I think it does.
No, I actually don't know how to say cock in Spanish. Hold on, let me find out.
I think with the A, it sure is. I'm positive. I am positive. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because I usually say something else, man. Because I don't say that. I usually say something else.
He's right.
Okay, I usually say something else. I don't say it that way.
I am the new Spanish god. And unlike Sammy Guevara, I actually speak Spanish.
I don't say it that way. There's another way of saying it, and I don't say it that way.
Because you don't know how to speak Spanish. We still got some super chats. We got some very generous ones, too. David Ruckman. Big thank you, David Ruckman. I'm going to scroll all the way up and find the one that he sent because it was so freaking generous. $100 for our staff. Thank you, David. I really appreciate you. He says, Humper Chat wouldn't process my tip for some reason, so I hope this works. Anyway, you deserve it. Clap, 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 clap. Happy holidays. Thank you for the outstanding content. David, thank you. Greatly appreciated. We are very much a publicly funded website, venture, all that. I'd like to think we're more entertaining than PBS, but far less informative. Thank you, David.
I used to work for PBS.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
What did you do for PBS? Voiceover work?
I wasn't
translating Spanish. That's for damn sure.
I was a post-production intern.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I used to intern for PBS, SoCal.
I think you should do a video about that, Denise. I think that'd be interesting.
No, I cannot do a video on that.
Why?
Because I've already said too much. I'll tell you off air.
Were you on Reading Rainbow at all?
I wasn't on Reading Rainbow, no.
Were you on Sesame
Literally
Street?
My job was just to like basically help with the news shows and all of that and do all these little assignments that they used to give me.
I bet you couldn't even say
and
PBS.
One time I got in trouble at PBS.
For what?
I got in trouble because this is really messed up, man. So everybody was getting donuts. And my job was done already. Like, I was done for the day, right? Like, I was done. Like, my rest of my job was literally just to sit there and watch the show. So yeah. Everybody had gotten donuts, and I saw that there were only a few left. So I finally went to go get a donut, and they needed me for something. And I was, like, literally midway eating the damn donut, and I got in trouble because they thought that I was just chilling eating donuts. And I was like, man, I'm hungry. So I got in trouble and I looked like a lazy intern employee not doing anything, even though I literally had nothing else to do. They just randomly decided to give me something to do as I was like shoving a donut in my mouth. So I got in trouble. I was very, very hurt that day.
Wow. That's fascinating. That is legitimately. I had no idea you ever worked at PBS.
Yeah, I worked at PBS. I've worked at a lot of places, Sean. I just don't brag about it.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I know you didn't do voiceover work there. Micah Newby sends a $50 donation. Thank you, Micah. He says, happy ho-ho holidays to the best bunch of wrestling reviewers this side of the pond. Thank you for entertaining and informative content and putting up with this crap so we don't have to. Buddy, there's nothing I'd rather do for a job than talk with you guys about wrestling. Truly, thank you to everybody. That supports us, that watches us. For all the you watch Raw so we don't have to, man, I'm getting paid to watch wrestling, so I'm happy to be here. And Heidi Ho wraps us up by saying, El Shano Spico Bueno Spanisho.
El Shano Shano.
Which means
El Shano.
I think he's trying to say Sean speaks good Spanish.
Yeah, that's what he was
with an O
say.
At the end of all of it.
Yes, yes. Shano Raso Sapo.
So, would you agree that I'm not terrible at reading Spanish or at translating Spanish in my head?
Okay, you can translate basic sentences in your head, but you can't read them.
You're right, out loud.
But I want to quiz you. We need to do like a quiz game. That's going to be the next video we do.
That is, but we did do another video on your channel, Denise. Tell them about it.
Okay, so Sean and I did a bingo game where we essentially come up with six different things each that we predict is going to happen in wrestling in 2022. It's really fun. Sean has six predictions. I got six predictions. It's a really enjoyable, like 20-something minute episode that we did, but it's really funny. Go check it out. It's so much fun. It's on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. We have a lot of fun videos up there. We also have the forcible entry ranking video. We have the BFF tag, which is really fun too. So a lot of really cool content up there, plus like a lot of other things, interviews, etc., random stuff that I post up there. And that's it,
guys. Check it out. Denise is all over the place. Support her. Got anything? Do you want to tell the people where they can find you? You're trying to near that 50,000 follower mark.
Yeah. I'm under 3,000 away, but I don't think I'm going to make it. I have like how many days till 2022?
There's going to be at least like 20,000 people that watch this. I know all of you don't follow her. Go follow her.
Yeah, so I'm less than 3,000 away from hitting 50K. So, you know, I started the year at 13K and I'm almost going to hit 50K. But I kind of really did really bad this month on Twitter because I didn't tweet as much. I literally tweeted 50% of the amount that I normally tweet, probably even less. So I was very disappointed in myself. The month that I needed to tweet the most, I didn't. I dropped the ball there. So I got to push these last couple of days and then re-kick it off in January. I did bad. I'm ashamed of myself.
I just want to say I've had 50,000 followers since July.
Okay, you know what, Sean? This is what I mean. Like, I could never...
Muted. Guys, thank you all so much. Please join us 6 p.m. Eastern Tuesday for the Fightful holiday stream. Alex Pawlowski is live right after this on Fightful Select. Thank you, guys. We're out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.